Newsbeat. Mark and Mark.
Reviving the golden age of wireless. Radio 1.
Let's go again.
You know, shortly before we went on air, we had that record down on our list to play, right?
Yeah.
And we couldn't find it.
Oh, no!
But flipping Chloe managed to get it.
Boo, Chloe, boo!
Honestly. Right, Daniel Bedingfield, which is... It's basically, the good bits out of that is David Essex's Rock On.
Guilty as charged.
The bad bits are Daniel's own.
Yeah, now, do you know that the BBC, it's in the BBC charter that they've got to employ two blokes over the age of 40 to police plagiarism from the 70s? That's the only reason we're here.
Oh, well, I'm...
And mission accomplished.
Right, yeah, I thought there would be a reason that would surface eventually.
Yeah.
And before that, Jay-Z and Beyonce and Bonnie and Clyde. Right, good afternoon, this is me and him for a Monday, and it's 8.5 minutes past.
One.
We've got quite a lot on today. We've got no Son of Cheesley today, right?
No.
Indeed, or tomorrow, because tomorrow we're having... here's the award, right? That's the award for the worst named band
ever.
Voted for by you. So that's going on tomorrow, so no Son of Cheesley tomorrow.
Sorry about that.
We've got no Son of Cheesley today, because we have got the Polyphonic Spree performing live.
Yeah, right. Excellent.
So they're all downstairs, and quite a sight it is, actually.
Yeah.
Have we got a webcam down there? No, we haven't. Right.
What a waste.
Right, doesn't matter. You just have to take my word for it, right?
Yeah.
I'll try and describe it, right? I'll try and sort of do pictures in words. Yeah. There's bloody loads of them.
Yeah, 307.
Quite poetic, that, wasn't
it? Yeah, bloody loads.
Okay. Polyphonic Spree are playing live. We'll be having a chat with the Coral a bit later on about their Brit nomination and other things. Also, more live music on the show today.
Yeah.
Because there's been a cultural exchange. Bernard Wrigley...
Yeah.
...has gone to Norway.
The Rigmeister, has he?
Right, yeah.
I didn't know about this.
And one of Norway's foremost unaccompanied folk singers...
Yeah.
Right, you've probably heard of him. Yes.
Who? Who was it?
Don't show your ignorance.
Sorry. That was different the second time, wasn't it?
You pedant.
Well, I'm not across the lingo. I'm sorry about that.
I've got all
gracious.
His albums, right?
Yeah.
Right. Let me give it to you one last time.
Right.
He's coming on
all
the
right.
show.
Is
all
he?
Right? Yeah.
That's not him out there with the ginger hair and the glasses, is it?
That's him. Yeah.
He's a bit of a weirdo, isn't he?
Well, it's Norwegian folk. Will you stop dissing it before it started?
Listen, mate.
There's a world of music out there. Open your mind to it.
Right. Embrace.
Okay.
Embrace.
So, no, they're not on.
Good joke,
what I did there, right?
Smashing joke.
That's what we've got on today. We've also got the Tug of Peace, right? So you can give us a ring, 08700 100 100.
Smashing.
Right, if you want to be on the Tug of Peace. Last Tug of Peace for about 4 days, because starting tomorrow, it's the Tug of Football. Do you see what we've done there?
Yeah, you've, changed peace with football, haven't you?
Exactly, right. And so, between us and the Breakfast Show, we're giving away tickets for the Manchester Derby, which is this Sunday now, is it, for the telly?
I think, yeah, Sunday, yeah. The
bloody hell, I'm going to rearrange everything now.
Oh,
but anyway, right, we've got the next 3 days, but you can be on today. Football, you know, I mean, I think we've prepared well for the Manchester Derby, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, went there on Saturday, we'd scored 4 against Fulham on our last home game. New striker Robbie Fowler makes debut, playing the team who are bottom of the league. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Everything!
almost as expected,
yes,
really, isn't it?
Yes.
But anyway, tug of peace today and tug of football as from tomorrow.
Excellent.
Right. Only Man United fans we're doing, aren't we? Right?
We are.
How do we check that? How do we check that? We'll be giving away tickets to people who say they're Man United fans. It'll be City fans in disguise.
You can tell where they come from, can't you? If they're from
you're doing that again.
You don't want to do that, do you?
But I did mention the Breakfast Show.
Yes.
Mention the Breakfast Show.
Of course.
God. Cloth ears.
Listen.
Hey, I know you fell over on Saturday night, Michelle. Right. The Polyphonic Spree.
I wasn't going to mention that.
Well, honestly. Right. Okay. So that's going on tomorrow. Right. Also today.
What?
The Apple and Orange.
Oh, give over. You've got to stop doing this, mate.
One of radio's great scams, right?
Oh.
I just cheat them out of the prizes.
Yeah, what is it today, the prize?
25 petrols and orange nut fog.
Yeah, what's that?
No, don't show you. That's the prize today.
I want them.
So, 25 petrols and orange nut fog.
Wow.
If you'd like to win that, then that's on the Apple and Orange game.
I'm having that.
I've had Hugo McNeice has been on. He says, hey, man, when I play the Apple and Orange game, my country is Djibouti, and I never end up with an apple and an orange. Why is this? Am I gay or out?
Don't know about that.
That's Hugo, anyway. I can't explain that.
No.
There you go. All right, then. Now, which has led us nicely into this other little featurette, which we'll just do before we start. Polyphonics on very shortly, right? This is songs from the shows and films I'm Not Gay About.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Dear Mark and film critic Lard.
Hi.
Please help. Myself and the kids, who are not gay or out, recently watched a film in which Richard Gere fell in love with a prozza, played by Julia Roberts.
Right.
We all know she's a very pretty woman. I think the film was called Trainspotting.
No.
Kids swear blind it was The Jungle Book. Any ideas? I'm not gay or out. Nosha in Derby there. Julia Roberts played a pretty woman in that. I don't know.
Hang on. I can see she's not got much on. She's sort of slightly semi-sort of naked. Alien 2 is.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Alien 2.
Right, no, fair enough then. Pete in Bristol's been on. Says, lads, I'm not gay or out, but thanks to Lard's help last week, I rented one of my favourite films over the weekend. It's funny how the memory plays tricks, as it did not contain the song I remembered, or indeed any songs.
Oh.
I wonder if you could help me again. Some time ago, I was round at my mates. He's not gay or out.
No.
And saw a film, not exactly a musical, but with songs. It featured a band who I think were quite popular in the 60s from Birkenhead or Ormskirk.
Right.
I think they were called the Beatles.
Oh, right.
Made a few films and performed some of their tunes in them. This one, I remember, had a song that went, help! I need somebody, help! Not just anybody, help! You know I need someone, help!
Yeah, I know that.
Yep.
Oh, hang on. Oh, God!
Come on.
Bring this on me. Oh!
Do you want to come back to
Carry
it?
On, Sergeant. Carry on, Sergeant.
If you said about a month great ago. One. All right, then. And here's one, right. Finally, before we start, right, Scott in Southend says,
yeah.
I am Ark. Now, I'm not gay or out,
right.
But I was trying with all my brain power to remember the title of a James Bond film the other day.
Right.
Couldn't for the life of me remember the title, but I could remember a song from it. It went something like, Goldfinger, he's the man with the gold finger, his finger is gold.
It's a man with a golden gun.
God,
still stupid.
In the title, isn't it?
Stupid, aren't they, these people?
Unbelievable. All right, then, so any more of those, then we can keep that going, you know.
Hi.
Just send them into Songs and the Musicals, I'm Not Gay Around.
Yeah.
And we'll sort that out for you.
Nice.
All right, then, we'll have live music from the Polyphonic Spree after Love, Inc. That's Love, Inc. and You're a Superstar. Give us a ring, 0870 100 100 if you want to be on the Tug O' Peace today. 18 minutes past.
One!
And we have got Polyphonic Spree performing live for us today. Tim, are you there?
Hello.
How are you doing?
We're doing great down here.
Right, okay then. This is I've always pronounced it Tim DeLaughter, but I've just been told it's Tim DeLaughter.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
It's spelt DeLaughter.
Well, all right. But how's the voice anyway?
We got a new song for you.
Oh, go on.
Gold Sphincter. Da-da-na.
Oh, I know that.
Oh,
film was that?
The
Man with the Gold Sphincter.
Yeah. Oh,
that was it. Oh, hi.
Great film, there that. Great
go.
Film.
Now
right.
You have to take that off your list.
Right, all right, excellent. We've sorted that out. Now then, there's some question as to exactly how many are in the Polyphonic Spree. I mean, how many have you got with you today, and does it vary from time to time?
There's 23.
All right. Then.
And it varies just ever so slightly.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, usually we say introduce us to the band, but it would take far too long. Can we have some collective outpouring of emotion from the assembled
on three.
Spree?
One, two, three.
You see this...
Mr. Theremin.
Oh, Theremin, we like it.
There he is.
We like it, yeah. So there's loads of you. I mean, do you have a squad system like American football where you can take a few on and put a few off and all that sort of thing? Or
No.
No, no.
It's all or nothing.
All right, then. So what's the lineup at the moment? Take us briefly around the room, instrumentation-wise.
Okay, well, we'll start with the theremin, since that's close to your heart. Toby is on the theremin.
Yeah.
We have Mark McKeever on the piano keyboards. We have Evan Heisey on the... I guess that's his Yamaha... What do you call that, Evan?
Keyboard.
Keyboard.
Motorcycle.
Mike Melendi on percussion. And we have the famous Ron Fitzgerald on guitar.
Yeah.
Brian Wakelin on drums. Mark Pirro on bass. We've got Logan Keys on trumpet. Trombone is James Reimer. Just kidding. Andrew Tinker on French horn, Audrey Easley on the flute.
There's someone on a harp. I saw one before.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah. We got Rick on viola. We've got Ricky on the harp. See, they're standing close together.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to let the choir, since they're all holding mics, they're going to tell you who they are.
Hi, I'm Roy.
I'm Jesse.
Can you hear them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we get it.
Keep them coming.
It's like Family Fortunes.
Okay. I'm Michael.
I'm Christy.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Julie.
And Jessica.
I'm Jenny.
And I think that's everybody.
Well,
right?
That's good. That's a good mic check for the Dark Prince there.
Yeah,
who
there
was wondering
go.
Where everyone was coming from. Well, I said it would take too long to introduce the band, so I'm glad we skipped that bit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we should have a song, should we? Now we've established everyone's there. Right. What are you going to do for us first?
Hanging Around.
Okay, great. Oh, the Polyphonic Spree.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Sounded terrific. Polyphonic Spree performing live with Hanging Around. Of course, they're on tour as part of the Enemy Carlin Awards thing with the Thrills and Interpol and the Datsuns, and that hits Leeds tonight, right?
So it's a great night out.
It's starting to snow at the moment here, so we hope they're all getting over the Pennines there. But they are staying around. They are hanging around.
That's all you did there.
To do two more songs for us later in the programme, right?
Smashing.
And record some more as well, maybe, or something. I don't know. All right. Well, we got three songs. Let's not be greedy. Yeah,
yep.
All right, then. 08700 100 100 if you'd like to be on the Tug of Peace. Oh, incidentally, there are some pictures of the Polyphonic Spree. If you are new to the Spree, hello, welcome, come in. But there are some pictures of them on the website there, so you can imagine what they're all like and see them all in their finery and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we'll have a couple more songs live during the course of the programme. Sorted.
Radio 1, the music. The music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go. The music. Now we'll never know. One. I found the rich and the famous. They're always complaining. Think we should rob them. The music. Hey, Mom.
What's that?
Let's fly. All right.
Halo Jones in Bridlington's been on. He says, could you wish me brother Stephen Hardcastle a happy birthday today, as he is 40 and he supports Leeds United, so he could do some cheering up.
Machine Gamble!
I don't know whether that record will have achieved anything in the cheering up stakes. Possibly not, but anyway, that is N-O-R-E. And I'll probably Nor, are they? Nor?
Well,
are they called Nor or N-O-R-E? What? What are they called? Are they? Right, okay then.
Radio 1.
Okay, fair enough. We've got more live music from the Polyphonic Spree, and we are playing Tug of Peace, and we'll kick off with tunes from Jameson and Leo and Bushwhacker, right? Okay, then it's 1:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Nazanin Mashiri.
Shuttle investigators are closer to working out what went wrong.
Radio 1. Beat.
Scientists at NASA say there was an unusual rise in temperature on the left side of the Columbia shuttle just before it disintegrated. The craft broke up as it was re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. All seven crew members were killed. Professor Bob Park teaches physics at Maryland Uni. He thinks it's wrong to send people up into space.
It's certainly not necessary, and whether it's even a good idea is open to question. The kind of research that's been done on the space station and on the shuttle has had no impact really on any field of science.
Union leaders are warning there could be more fire strikes if the pay dispute isn't sorted out. The latest 48-hour walkout ended this morning. The White House says it's going to reveal transcripts of bugged phone calls from Iraq, which prove Saddam Hussein's been lying to UN weapons inspectors. A mother from Newport in South Wales has been jailed for 6 months for abandoning her 9-week-old son in a stranger's front garden. The boy is now in the care of foster parents. Thousands of school kids have had the day off in Scotland and the north of England because of heavy snow. More snow is forecast for later today, although conditions should improve by tomorrow. Terry Venables has ended speculation about his future as Leeds manager by saying he'll stay on at Elland Road until the end of the season. Radio 1 News, beat more at 2:30.
One love, one station.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Mark and Lard, the kings of pop.
Radio 1.
Mark Radcliffe. He's 44, you know.
Time marches on.
It doesn't feel like it should finish there. That's not me turning it off, although no. God knows I've been tempted off enough, but that is where it goes. Leo and Bushwhacker, that is, and Love Story.
Funny enough, at the beginning, it doesn't sound like it should have started either.
Well, there you go.
It's bizarre,
then,
isn't it?
Jameson featuring Angel Blue and True before that. And we'll play those with a huge Caddly Caddly Hoo Hoo, please, Lon.
Caddly Caddly Hoo Hoo!
Nice. For all the fine, stout and sturdy souls at Yamaha Kemble Music Service Department.
Oh, those were the drum bits.
Those are the drum bits.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Biggity biggity bong in a hillbilly style to the CVB boys.
Biggity biggity bong.
Right, and the Camper Van Beethoven boys. That's from Matt. All right, then. Good afternoon. It's 22. And it is sun shining and snowing here in Manchester, the capital of England.
Hey.
So, you know, I hope whatever the weather is with you that... I don't give a toss.
You're not bothered, are you?
What else are we doing? Yes, we've got the apple and orange game.
Oh, you monkey!
That great prize up for grabs today, right?
Oh, yeah.
25 petrols and orange nut fog.
I'm having it.
Quite a prize. The prize is money can't buy.
Absolutely.
You go out and try and buy orange nut fog.
You struggle.
Can't get it these days.
No.
So that's good. What else are we doing? Polyphonic Spree. Oh, yeah, forgot about them.
You've got your mate in. Do you know the mate? Your mate outside.
Oh, yeah, they've been talking to the choral. And also, we got a live, unaccompanied Norwegian folk song from Erst Philippe. Anyway, right, so that's coming up a bit later on as well, right? So we're planning to get on with it. As well as...
It's a tug of peace, what with one thing and another, it's a tug of peace.
All right, we've got Chad Smith on the line. Smitho!
Hey! How's
not Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is it?
No, not the same guy, but better looking.
Well, all right, yeah, but he's an ugly get, so that's saying out, isn't it?
It's quite nerve-wracking all this, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, yeah.
No, it's not. No, don't worry about it, right?
Big chunk out of my 15 minutes of fame, like,
you know. You're not having 15 minutes, pal. Don't worry about that.
It's a big chunk of it, though.
All right, and where are you, Smitho?
I'm on the Isle of Man, I am.
Island?
Oh, no! You're joking!
Right.
God, we love the Isle of Man.
We love the Isle of Man. Craig Nish Village Folk Museum.
Well, you're very famous out there, and you had a big album, etc., etc.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We were number one. That's right. We were number one with our first album, The Isle of Man.
Outsold the Spice Girls.
Right, yeah.
Hi.
For a day.
Yeah.
Halt and Fright.
Yeah, but let's not talk about us. Let's talk about the Isle of Man.
Right.
What about the Grodel Glen Railway?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, yeah.
And the home of rest for old horses.
That's right, yeah.
What are you laughing at?
The House of Mananan.
Yeah.
Laxey Wheel.
Big Wheel.
Murray's Motorcycle Museum.
Lots of motorbikes.
Old House of Keys.
Full of keys.
Snaefell Mountain Railway.
The railway up a mountain.
St. Thomas's Church.
Belongs to Thomas.
Tynwald Craft Centre.
Full of craft.
Yay! Conclusive proof.
That's great.
Do you know the Erin Arts Centre?
No.
Oh, you should do, mate. We're going to a piano recital there, and the number's 01624-832-662. Just off the top of my head.
Well, you know, what do you do on the Isle of Man?
I'm a landscape gardener.
Oh, yeah? Oh, right. Have you landscaped anything today?
No, I haven't. No, it's been a bit wet, a bit cold.
Yeah, don't bother. Don't blame me. So what have you been doing, then?
I've been sat around the house just in the dishes, cooked dinner for the missus last night, and... Just on the dishes.
I mean, well, good, fair play to you. A new man.
Yeah, on him. It won't catch on.
And people say that, like, you know, men from the Isle of Man, back to the Stone Age. And
they are right
the
about
missing
that.
Link. You know, well, not with Chad Smith,
no,
know.
He's the exception, isn't he?
He's from South Wales, that's right.
Well, that's it, you see.
From the Isle of Man.
Giving him a good bit of Welsh breeding on the island. That's what they need, isn't it? Right.
See no more.
Nice having you on, Smitho.
Thank you.
And we got Tom Ashworth on the line.
Hey!
All right, Ashwell, where are you?
Godalming in Surrey. Yeah.
Godalming in Surrey. What little village is that? Godalming in Surrey?
It's a town, but it's not very big.
A town, are you sure?
I think you need to look at the definition of a town in the big book of towns.
Godalming in Surrey.
Yeah.
All right, never heard of it. Yeah, what do you do in Godalming in Surrey?
I'm a music teacher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What instruments do you teach?
I teach guitar and bass and singing.
Do you?
Mm.
All right, well, anybody who can teach guitar and teach bass, you just take two strings off, don't you?
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right, are you a Red Hot guitarist? I mean, is this folk style or electronics?
No, I'm a bass player first, but I play mostly rock anyway.
Oh, do you? Oh, yeah. Have you got a band?
Not at the moment. I was in one a while ago, but it wasn't going anywhere. So.
Oh, right. What were they called?
We were called Footloose.
That's yes. why you weren't going anywhere.
That is bad, yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Right, excellent. And so what do you do when you're not teaching music?
I write. I look after my son. I cycle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent, well, you
got your hands full of me.
Yeah, well, you've got to make, you've got to make your own entertainment if you live in these little hamlets like Gidelman in Surrey.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's nice having you on, Tomo.
Cheers.
All right, then, we'll have a tune, and then we will get on with the fantastic quiz, right? Although we would have helped if I'd put a record on, wouldn't it, really?
Would have been.
So I'll just fill seamlessly, right? And hopefully you won't hear any of this adjusting of the control. In the old days, you see, I'd have been struggling here.
It's all automated now, isn't it?
More or less, yeah, really. It will be soon, won't it? I'll just have to press this screen.
Yeah.
It's the right screen. Right, okay then, this is a mine, right. What's that? Is this something? God, it sounds like something.
Is it Zeppelin?
I don't know, I was wondering whether it was Zeppelin. But anyway, Sing for the Moment, that is Eminem, right? A tease for his Glasgow Milton Springsteen gigs in June. Sold out after 45 minutes.
Not surprised.
It's like Fallon Mahone tickets going out.
Oh, right? Out the door.
All right then.
It's a tug of peace. What with one thing and another, it's a tug of peace.
Sweet. All right then, what we got? We got Chad Smith, right, on the Isle of Man.
Very angry young man, him, Eminem.
Well, has been said, yeah.
Could do with a personality transplant.
Well, I'll tell him when I see him. All right, your today's one thing. Now, I know you're having a lazy day, but could you be bothered to go out to the left-hand side, because you are today's one thing?
I'm on my way, and here I am.
Very good, right, OK. Then, them Capstan lads, they've got a rope to the Isle of Man.
Oh, bless him in the snow.
Unbelievable.
What?
Unbelievable. And we got Tom Ashworth in Godalming in Surrey.
Yep.
Gadelman.
Yeah, I'm
okay, mate, can you move to the right? Because you're today's another.
Yeah, I'm there.
Excellent. All right, then. Superb. If you can grab your respective ends of the rope, please, boys, take the strain and heave.
Game on!
All right, here we go. This just in. The fire service were called out to a house in the Toxteth area of Liverpool earlier today in answer to a call from a member of the public who reported seeing a ginger-headed woman with two tits and a big beaver stuck up an old oak tree. Imagine their surprise when they arrived at the scene only to find ex-Spice Girl Jerry Halliwell clinging for dear life to a creaky bough with one hand whilst holding said birds and dam-building mammal in the other.
Oh.
As unlikely as it sounds, it turns out Jerry was recording animal noises for her new concept album, the best birds, mammals and tree album in the world ever.
Oh,
and
it
slipped. But how many top 40 singles has Jerry Halliwell had? Yeah.
Four.
Is the wrong answer.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, then. There's 6, 7, 8 or 9, Ashwell?
6.
Wrong.
Oh.
Smitho, 7, 8 or 9?
8.
Is wrong. Ashwell, 7 or 9?
7.
Correct.
Way.
All right, he knew that, didn't he?
Ladyboys come in many varieties. Some have breasts and gonads. Some have flat chests and hostess trolleys. Some have purses but no cobblers. And some have big dongers but little tolerance of their ladyboy other halves who just want a night out with the lady lads.
Oh, bless.
But who said recently, I'm a drag queen trapped in a woman's body?
Another.
Oh, go on.
Eddie Izzard.
No,
that's wrong,
isn't it? No,
that
is wrong. Yeah, I know where you were going with that, yeah. Chad Smith, right, here are your options. Kylie Minogue, Pink, Kelly Osbourne, Samantha Mumba.
It's gotta be Pink.
Is the wrong answer.
Joking.
I'm not joking. I wouldn't joke about serious matters like this.
No.
Right, Ashwell, you've got Kylie, Kelly or Samantha?
Kelly.
What did you say?
Kelly Osbourne.
He's wrong, I'm afraid. So, Kylie or Samantha, Smitho?
Oh, she's got hairy legs, so it's got to be Kylie.
Oh, right, you are the right answer there.
Ooh.
Yes, kind of amazing. The one out of Destiny's Child called Kelly, who sometimes sings with Nelly, often nips to the deli to fill a welly with jelly, which she smears on her belly to be eaten by Nelly when she invites him round to watch telly, as he doesn't get invited out much on account of being smelly.
Oh, bless.
But what is Nelly's trademark? Right? Go on.
A bit of tape stuck to his cheek.
I'll give you that, yeah, sticking plaster, yeah, very good, well done, yeah. Many critics deride the lyrics of Led Zeppelin as Away With The Fairies, Tolkien-esque, Hey Nonny, Enchanted Lands of Demons and Wizards nonsense, which is unfair. No. which is unfair, as in fact all the members of the band are actually clinical hobgoblins from an enchanted woodland glade in the actual mythical land of Brignagnoganobodon Skip Peas Blossom Cloudburst and Arneo on Sea, except bass player John Paul Jones, who was a plasterer from Walthamstow. But what was the title of Led Zepp's second album? Led Zepp 2, yes, right.
Very good.
And what was the title of Led Zepp's fourth album?
Didn't have one. It's usually called four, but it didn't have one. It was just four symbols.
That is cock on.
Ooh,
that.
Yes,
that is good. Yeah, yeah. And the fifth album?
No bloody idea.
No, it wasn't that. No.
Oh, well.
You are.
But got a hazard guess at five.
Led Zepp 5, you're going for?
Yeah.
Do you think we've got record tokens to burn? No, the answer to that was physical graffiti.
Oh.
It was Led Zepp 5, right, yeah.
Not a great title anyway. So.
Pardon?
Not a great title anyway. So.
Yeah, it's a great album. Great double album.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Was that one question then, or did you just go about three questions?
No, that was kind of, that was three. Here comes another question.
Oh, I'm confused
that was loads
now.
Of questions, right, you know. Well, you're confused. What's difficult? Right.
How many have you got?
He's got that many.
Right.
He's got that many.
Fine.
All right, then. Here we go with another one. Right. What in the charts is the number between some of the other numbers in the
God, you were so looking forward to delivering
that.
That's
a good question, that. For goodness sake. Right, okay. I'll tell you then. How many questions have we had? We've had one, two, three, four, five, six.
Well, interestingly, by my reckoning, one thing Smitho has three, whereas another Ashworth has two. Can't be right, can it?
I don't think that's right.
That can't be right.
I don't think that's right.
The phrase is over.
Who got the... I mean, you're both winning a Polyphonic Spree album anyway.
I've already got it.
Another...
Have you?
Another one, 3-2, yeah.
Is there any chance you played the last track?
No, I think another was right. I think another got all the Led Zeppelin stuff, didn't he?
Right.
Yeah, was that right, wasn't it, Ashwell?
Oh, well, I hope so.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Well, listen, Chad Smith, I mean, despite Lard's best efforts, you've lost.
Sorry, mate.
Well, is there any chance I could have a request off the Polyphonic Spree and have the last track of the album? It's only 36 minutes long.
Yeah, no bother.
It's a long quality as well, you know, in all the words.
A long day. Have you got their album?
I've got the album and in all the words the last track.
That's the runners-up prizes there, album.
Oh, no.
Well,
no.
I tell you what, send it over, I'll get a tenner for it, you know.
Well, fair enough then, that's all right. If you get 15 for it, you've done as well as the winner. Oh, no, you've not, because he's having the album and the tokens.
I was going to say we could get it signed, but there's no room, is it?
No, right. Well, we'll sign it.
Yeah. 33 of them to sign it.
Yeah, all right. Then fair enough. All right, Chad Smith. It's been a pleasure having you on.
It's been a pleasure being on.
All right, mate. Take care.
Bye bye.
See ya.
Bye bye. Tom Ashworth. After all that, you are the winner, I think.
Indeed.
All right, then. So we'll send you a Polyphonic Spree album and £15 worth of CD tokens.
Fantastic.
All right, pal.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, thanks for coming on. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's a turn of... He was Aerosmith, I'm an ant.
What with one thing
is Aerosmith.
Another, it's a Aerosmith.
Whoops!
The countdown is on.
To the official chart show.
This is Wes. On Sunday at 4, the chart you've been waiting for is live across the UK on Radio 1.
Official chart show.
Advice for Wes about presenting Top 40. Learning to talk backwards.
All the ducks are swimming in the water.
The official chart show.
With Wes.
3 hours of the highest climbers, the hottest new entries, interviews with the stars, the best live music, and of course, the UK's only official Top 40.
40
to 1. This is the official chart show.
With Wes.
On Radio 1. This is Wes. Join me for the official chart show. Sunday from 4 on Radio 1. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 The UK's official number one on the UK's official Top 40 station.
Radio 1. That's Tattoo and All the Things She Said, and before that, Missy Elliott.
Lord's Advent Calendar Spot.
Yeah.
Oh, you right. Get locked up, you will, one of these days. You can't do this.
I know. Well, I mean, I am
scamming
doing
it.
I am doing it. I'm scamming it. Get great prizes, keep them for ourselves, by scamming the audience. Right,
oh, yeah, you? Good on you. It's mine, mate. It's mine. I want this.
I know. 25 petrols,
I know.
Yeah.
I've only got, like, I've got three already. To have, like, 25, bump it up to 28 in one go.
Exactly, right. Not to mention the orange nut fog.
No, don't mention it, then.
All right, then. Okay.
Listen, I'm just going to go out and check we've got a permit to keep all that stuff, so...
All right, yeah,
I'll
good idea.
I'll for a ring. All right. I'll put you off anyway.
Yeah, fine. All right, mate. Yeah, see you later. Okay, here we go with Radio 1's Apple and Orange game. Let's see if there's anyone on the Apple and Orange line today. Hello, is anyone there?
Hello, yeah!
Hello, who's that?
Will.
Will what?
E-Warmer.
Excellent, all right. And where are you from?
I am from Woody Kensington.
Where?
Kensington,
you running. Okay, then fine. All right, how would you like to win 25 petrols and orange nut fog?
Bloody hell, I will be overjoyed.
What colour's the nut fog you've got at the moment?
At the moment, it's kind of a bit purple.
Right, so orange.
Orange.
Good.
Bloody no.
All right, then. Well, the prize as good as yours, unless, of course, I guess your fruit.
Fat chance.
All right, here we go. Think of a number between 1 and 9.
Right.
Multiply by 9.
Yep.
Add the two digits together.
Bloody hell. Yep.
Subtract 5.
Yep.
Now think of a corresponding letter to your number, i.e. 1, A, 2, B, W, 4.
Yep.
All right, then. Now think of a country that begins with that letter.
Strike a light.
Not Djibouti.
Michelle.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, now then, take the last letter of that country and think of an animal, not a feathered animal, that starts with that letter, Michelle.
Michelle. I can only think of one.
Right.
Yep.
Yep, all right then. Now think of a fruit that starts with the last letter of kangaroo.
Shall I think then? Well, he's the only one, isn't he?
Well,
Oh, I'm in the corner now. bloody hell.
All right then. Orange.
No.
Oh, right. Apple.
No.
Oh,
hey, everybody, everybody won. Hey, excellent, yeah.
Well, what's your fruit, then?
What?
What's your fruit?
It's a big, big steaming pan of sheep's head broth with suet dumplings and fried bread.
Right, well, fair play to you, then. You've won the 25 petrols and the nut fog. Lord's Advent calendar spot. Right, that is U2 and Elevation on Radio 1, 10 past
2,
more or less. Right, we got the Polyphonic Spree performing live in our basement studio today. Tim.
Hello there.
Yeah, right, good. Now then, tell us a bit about how this came together, because in fact, I think that you've played in that room before when you were with Tripping Daisy.
You know, this place does look familiar.
Because we used to do a nighttime show, and I think I was on holiday, and a young pretender called John Peel was presenting it, and I think you I think you did a session.
Yeah.
So having had a sort of more conventional lineup, how did the idea for the Polyphonic Spree come about, then?
It's just a lifetime of inspiration and something I had been pondering for quite some time, and thought that one day I'd eventually have the opportunity to do it. So that day came, and it was born.
Right. Okay. I mean, it was 20. What did we say? It was 23 or 24? Is it at the moment or 25?
23.
I mean, do you make any money at all?
No. We are severely in debt as we speak.
I mean, well, you know, how do small gigs take to you? And you say, yeah, we will obviously need hot food for 70 when you turn up.
You know, that's weird you brought that up, because there are some places we played and we've had some people cook us some really nice hot meals that actually have fed all 23 of us, so it's been nice.
Oh, right, yeah. And I mean, hotels, I mean, I'm just thinking, for a band starting out, it's hard enough to make ends meet anyway. There's like three or four of you, 23 in the band.
Yeah, it's exhausting financially.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a record for, I got this out before because I was trying to think of any kind of what you might loosely call kind of choirs had been in the charts before, right? And there's a band called The Congregation, an English band. Have you ever heard of them?
No, I haven't.
All right, they had a hit in 1971. I brought it for you. Do you want to listen to 30 seconds of it?
Please.
All right. Right, here it is.
I love you.
See, I think you could do that.
That was fantastic.
Bit of flute. I'll lend you the record. It was written by Cook and Greenaway, who one of the great sort of pop writers. It's gone lead guitar now. It is. Softly Whispering I Love You, 1971, I think.
They went on to form The Clash after that, didn't they?
That's fantastic. Four members.
The Congregation. You should take a copy of that and do
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, then. Let's have another... Oh, can I also congratulate you, because I've just heard you've been nominated for some NME Awards. Do you know about this?
Yeah, we've heard... go ahead.
Best live band?
Yeah.
Best live band. You're up there with Oasis and Muse, the Datsuns, the Vines and the Hives. And there's the FME Award for Innovation.
Wow.
Which is all right. Features the contenders are the Neptunes, the Streets, Interpol, with whom you're on tour at the moment.
Right.
There were many things you could say about Interpol. I wouldn't have thought Innovation was there. So anyway, Fisher Spooner, which they're definitely not innovative. That's just Soft Cell.
Right.
Polyphonic Spree and Punjabi MC. Well, there you go.
Excellent. Wow. Hey, I also heard that you guys were nominated Best Radio Show.
Thank you very much for slipping that in.
That's very generous of you.
I just received a text message.
Didn't you? Well done. We've also been told we don't need to bother turning up because we've not won.
Yeah.
But
Do you already know that?
Well, you know, I mean, someone obviously knows that. I don't know whether they're not supposed to have told us, but anyway.
Right.
All right, then. Well, it's great having you here. And we've got loads of emails pouring in saying how fantastic it was before, right? So that was a great first tune. What are you going to do for us now?
Soldier Girl.
Excellent. All right, then.
All right. Ouch.
I'm having it.
Excellent. That is Polyphonic Spree with Soldier Girl.
Love it.
Which is, I'm going to get a theremin in the family of my home.
Yeah.
It's ideal, isn't it? Soldier Girl, which was the first record of theirs we played last year, back in the last year. But it is going to be the next single.
Can you hear me?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was talking before and never mind.
Oh, right. Sorry. Right. you wanted to talk to us?
No, that was about an hour ago.
All right. Fair enough then. All right. The Polyphonic Spree Soldier Girl, anyway, which is going to be the next single. And we've got one more tune from them live in the last half hour of the programme. Very shortly, got live unaccompanied Norwegian folk song from...
1, 2, 3.
BBC Three is coming. A brand new digital channel with
drama,
comedy,
documentaries
and music. And it launches this Sunday night on both digital TV and BBC Two. Get a taste of things to come with Dom Jolly.
This is Dom Jolly!
Live music, drama and the return of Paul Carr.
No worries!
To find out more, go online at www.bbc.co.uk/BBC3.
BBC Three.
The launch night, this Sunday from 7 on digital TV and BBC Two.
That's a magic number. If only I had
one more. That is Lasgo and Alone. Right, good afternoon. This is Mark and Lard on Radio 1. And welcome to this, the first in our series of interviews with... Yes, you've listened. Who is the unaccompanied Norwegian folk singer and raconteur extraordinaire. He's entered on many of his native country's film festivals, such as the, and also the Frutenchen Festival. And he has his own series on Channel Hjern called Hjertentrykken. He's recorded over 4,000 of his own compositions, and he's toured extensively with such names as Frutenchen. And also, and he's here in a cultural exchange which saw our beloved national treasure Bernard Wrigley going the other way. Or should that be Norway? So, welcome.
Yeah.
So, tell me, Britain.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying your stay in England?
Well, it's bloody cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
And have you played any concerts since you arrived?
Yeah.
Yeah, could you tell me about it?
Yeah, it was a folk festival in Chester, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
It was in the upstairs of a small pub, I think.
Yeah.
And there were 8 people perhaps taking part for a money prize of £10.
Worth having?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you win?
Yeah.
Right, who were you up against?
Well, I think there were 6 men who were not very good.
Yeah.
Not as good as me.
Yeah.
And a woman who is better than, say, the other six men, but nowhere near as good as me, yeah?
Right. I think. What was wrong with her performance?
Wait, it was, you know, you have a very, very descriptive word which covers it. I mean, sure, she wasn't very good. What is the word?
Execrable?
No.
Lamentable?
No. Shit!
Oh.
That's it, she was a bit shit.
Right, okay, well, tell me about the song that you're going to perform for us today, would you, please?
Yeah, well, it's a great song, I think. I didn't write it myself.
Right.
But it's a good song made brilliant by my performance, I think, yeah? It's called Fnarsuf. Yeah. And it's written by a friend of my grandmother's, I think, in 1846.
Mm.
She was, screwing this guy behind her husband's back. Sorry about that. And he wrote a lovely love song for her, yeah.
Okay, great.
Now, so, it's a beautiful, haunting melody which carries a tale of, I think, a young man who's having great sex with a lady who's married to my granddad, yeah?
Right.
They do it in many positions, and very often, I think.
Okay, right, so here we go.
They decide to run away together, yeah, I think. But as is the case with so many of these illicit relationships, it is doomed to failure.
All right, okay. So here we go.
No sooner had the couple settled into their, how you say, sex nest.
Love nest.
Then he is arrested for a crime, I think, he did not commit, involving a horse, I think.
Right, okay. So here we go.
The night before he was hung by his neck till dead, he wrote this song.
Yeah.
My grandmother never got over her loss.
Okay, so from his...
So devoted to him was her that she used to weep at 24 and 7, as you say, I think, yeah.
Mm.
And sing this song on his grave every day. It's very sad. Mm. Until at the age of 68, she caught the clap off the gravedigger and died. Right. It's a very sad song, I think.
Okay.
No! Such a hood and musty snuff snuff.
Well, short, but incredibly atmospheric. Thanks very much for coming in today. Yeah. That is Big Brothers and OK. And before that, unaccompanied Norwegian folk song from...
How atmospheric was that?
Well,
it's amazing.
Very, you know. I mean, it's
to do that just on his own like that.
I know.
It's amazing.
That's the
talent.
That is the tradition of the spoken word that's evolved into Norwegian folk song. You know. So.
I mean, I thought he was a bit of an idiot, but listen to that, made the airs on the back of your things stick up.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. And also, the great news is that he's with us for 2 weeks. It's part of this exchange, as I say.
Cultural exchange.
Bernard Wrigley's over there doing a daily spot on radio.
Yeah.
And we're having fun over here.
Excellent.
So that's great. So look forward to
that every day.
That's
great news, having him on board.
Yeah, okay then, right. But will you do a biggity-biggity-bong for Kimbo, who yet again arranged to meet me at 9 o'clock, then text me the next day to say he couldn't make it, says Jacko.
Biggity-biggity-bong!
It's not right, that is it?
Nah.
Not right at all.
Radio 1.
Okay then, right, coming up in the last half hour of the programme, we have got, we'll be talking to one of the Coral.
Smashing.
Because they've been nominated for a Brit, haven't they? And some enemies as well, I see, and we'll be playing their new single, which is our tune of the week.
Smashing.
And also we'll have more live music from the Polyphonic Spree. Okay then, it's 2:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Georgina Bowman.
NASA tries to solve the shuttle disaster.
Radio 1. Beat.
Investigators are getting closer to discovering what caused the space shuttle Columbia to disintegrate as it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere on Saturday. NASA says there was a sudden rise in temperature on its left wing just before it broke up. This could have been caused by heat shields being damaged on takeoff. Mark Shuttleworth paid $20 million to travel on a Russian rocket last year.
Anybody who devotes their life to the exploration of space is very aware of the risk that they face when they do that. It's a small community and everybody trains to survive.
A mum's been jailed for 6 months for abandoning her 9-week-old baby in a stranger's garden. Newport Crown Court was told that the woman, who can't be named, had been suffering from postnatal depression, but the judge said she'd been selfish. Police spent 4 months trying to trace her before she eventually contacted them. Here's Detective Sergeant Russ Tilley.
I thought it would be terribly sad if this little boy didn't know the simple things like his date of birth, the environment that he could have come from. So that, in effect, kept us going and and made us strive to achieve the goal of finding out who this little boy was.
Union leaders, fire service employers and the deputy PM are all due to get round a table this afternoon to try and sort the firefighters' pay dispute. More strikes have been threatened. Around 30,000 children have had to stay home today after heavy snow in Scotland. Dumfries and Galloway, Greater Glasgow and the Highlands and Islands are the worst affected. Nearly 60 schools in Cumbria are also shut because of the weather. Terry Venables has issued a statement confirming he's staying at Leeds until the end of the season. He'd been considering his future at Elland Road after being kept in the dark about Jonathan Woodgate's move to Newcastle. The Vines have landed the most nominations in this year's NME Awards. The Aussie band are up for 7, although that includes one for Worst Album. Lead singer Craig Nicholls is also up for a further 3. Coldplay and Oasis have got 6 nominations each. NME editor Conor McNicholas reckons the Vines deserve the glory.
The Vines have done spectacularly well. I mean, it's a very interesting band. Musically, they're fantastic. Live, they can be a real mixed bag. But I think, you know, just the kind of Craig Nicholls soap opera that's run for the last 12 months or so has really turned on the readers. So they've made a huge impact.
Radio 1 News Beats, more at 3:30.
One love.
One love.
One station.
One station.
Radio 1.
Mark and Lard in the afternoon. They invented Pete Tong.
Radio 1.
He was always such a nice boy. Never know.
Mark and Lard on Radio 1. At least 4 great tunes per show, guaranteed.
Right, that's Pink and Just Like a Pill, and before that it was Kelly Rowland and Stole. All right, we've got more live music coming from the Polyphonic Spree very shortly, but...
The Brits, 2003.
All right, this category at the Brits, where each programme on Radio 1, daytime...
Yep.
Where it counts,
oh.
Right, is adopted a band who've been nominated for this breakthrough artist thing, right? And we are throwing our not inconsiderable weight behind the Coral, right, to win this award. And Bill from the Coral, Bill Ryder-Jones, should be on the line. Bill, are you there, mate?
I am, mate, yeah.
How are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Yeah, we're okay, yeah.
I'd just like to say thanks for your support, like, right from the start as well.
Oh, no bother.
No bother, mate.
It's been a bother
at all.
Yeah, no, well, thanks for making decent records, you know.
That's
all right. So, I mean, you're nominated for a Brit. I mean, are you all blasé? Does it not mean much, or are you dead sort of excited about it?
It's a hard question on live radio. It's good. We're excited, obviously. Any kind of recognition for what we're doing, you know, that it's good is...
Yeah.
It's a positive, but, you know, we're sort of in the middle of doing this album, so our heads are really stuck into that
right,
at the moment, you know, so... But, we're excited, obviously.
Will you get to go to the Brits? Because Mike Skinner from The Street says, you know... I mean, he wasn't particularly slagging it off. He just said he didn't really think it was his scene, so, you know, fair play to anyone who went, but he's not bothering. I mean, were you going and getting leathered, or...?
No, I can see his point. Like, it's nice to be invited and that, but it's just not the kind of, you know, like you said, it's just not the kind of place we'd like to put ourselves. But saying that as well, with what's been going on with us recently, or the next month's been put in such a... we've had to rearrange so much stuff, it's not really the best time to be going out partying and getting bladdered, you know.
Well, so you won't be getting bladdered because there's no ale anyway.
No, there is for nominees.
Oh, of course there is
for nominees. Yes. Yeah. So you're not going, are you not?
Don't think so.
And neither are we, so this is a great item, isn't it?
It's
dead in the water before it started.
Should we try and find somebody else who's not going before the end of the show and interview?
Should we get together on that night?
Well, we can, yeah, but let's do that. But like, yeah, we'll sit and find out if you've won or not. I mean, how do you feel about it? It's a bit weird, though, being judged against kind of Liberty X, Miss Dynamite, and Will Young and the Streets, isn't it?
I mean, I know, yeah.
But it's the listeners who are going to vote you through, you see, so everybody from here might vote for you, you know, I don't know. Well, different shows, who is it? We've got Sarah Cox is having The Streets, right?
Right.
Joe Wiley's having Miss Dynamite. Miss Dynamite seems to have won any award that's going, doesn't she, for about the last year. So, and fair play to her, it's a great album, isn't
she? She deserves anything.
Well, we're adopting you, so, you know, our reverse Midas touch, it probably means there's knout down for you.
Kiss of death.
Chris Moyles is doing Will Young and Dave Pearce is doing Liberty X.
Right.
So, there you go. What about the NME Awards as well? Let's have a look. You're nominated for Best UK Band, Best New Band and Best Album. So.
And Best Use of a Bobble Hat. So loads of them.
Loads of stuff as well.
So, yeah, that's good as well. You know,
so,
it's just like anything. It's just another sign that we're making good music, I suppose.
Absolutely.
So you can't, you know, you can't look down on anything like that.
I mean, people talk a lot about the stuff you were listening to, all the influences in your music, from, like, Beefheart and Zappa, and, like, you know, through kind of Merseybeat and prog rock and everything. I mean, do you feel you've just kind of thrown it together in a totally natural way, and in that sense you're the kind of antithesis of manufactured pop in a way?
I don't know, mate. We just have big record collections. There's not much more to it. We don't really think about it that much. It's just a case of trying to be a bit adventurous, you know?
Yeah,
I hate answering that question.
No, it's all right. Yeah, fair enough. Well, don't. You did it. As soon as you hate answering it, then you did a pretty good job, actually. You could have just told me to get stuff. But anyway, so do you think you're going to win this Brit?
Yeah, why not?
I do too, yeah.
Go on. Positive thinking. All right, positive
thinking, right.
They're holding it down in London, aren't they?
Eh?
They're holding the show down in London.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
Perverse.
If it was in Manchester, we might have.
Well, that's it.
If they had made the effort, you would have.
Everybody likes a trip to the capital, don't they? You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's
the
one thing you want to do with your weekend off, eh?
Right, and have you let Kevin Keegan off for what he said about the Scousers nicking hubcaps the other day, yet?
Yeah, I love anything Kevin says.
Good on you, mate. Enough. Respect his juice.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, listen, good talking to you. We wish you well, and we're urging everybody to vote for you for this Brit, right?
Okay. Cheers, lad.
All right, then.
Really appreciate it, lad.
Okay, mate, it's a pleasure.
We're going to play your new record now, which is our single of the week.
That's right. Don't think you're the first.
Don't think you're the first, the Coral.
Easy.
All right, see you, mate.
See
bye-bye.
Ya.
That's the new single from The Coral, which is our record of the week, and that's Don't Think You're the First, and you can vote for them. Go on, vote for The Coral, because right? We're getting behind them, and we're trying to motivate all our block vote, aren't
marshalling
we?
The troops.
All right, then, so you can phone us on 08700 100 100 and vote on option 4, or you can also do it online. All right, then, fair enough, 11 minutes to...
3!
And we've got the Polyphonic Spree performing live to a great reaction as well. I've had hundreds of emails here, Tim.
Awesome.
You know, people
keep
throwing...
coming.
They're throwing their hands aside and their heads back in abandon.
All right.
And gaily receiving the vibes that you are expostulating.
Come on, boy.
Vibes.
Right, vibes.
You said vibes then.
Yeah, I know, but this was cosmic.
There's right, still
you know,
vibes right. on this song.
All right. Then.
Okay.
All right. Now then, obviously, a lot of people commented about the robes that you wear on stage.
Yeah.
Right. It's, I mean, I noticed there's a band of colour around the bottom. Is it colour-coded like Star Trek, like red for engineering or, you know, blue for French horns or...
most definitely, yes. That's how we all know how to get around.
Okay. I mean, it's a good idea, though, isn't it? Because you can be a right scruffy get and still look good for the gig.
That's right.
You see,
we're
look at Vickers.
Bunch.
Yeah.
Well,
I definitely was there the other night. There was a guy with yellow on and he definitely, under his cassock, he had the French horn.
Ah.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was Andrew Tinker.
Ah, well, there you go.
I mean, is it not a problem that, you know, do you not need to keep finding laundrettes when you get into town?
Oh, that's a massive problem. I need mine washed today if anybody wants to help out.
Right, okay, fair. And, I mean, another thing that has been thrown at you, is there an element of cult here? You know, are you planning to clone future members or live together on a ranch in Waco?
Probably not Waco, but probably someplace close to Waco.
Right, okay. And is, I mean, are you the Koreshian figure of this? Is it a benign dictatorship or a true democracy?
It's a democracy with some leadership qualities there.
Yes, all right.
Very diplomatic.
I've had an email from the bum-chinned crab. Says, can I ask him, how does one go about joining the spree? I mean, have you got a kind of recruitment drive as you're going?
You're a little late. It was just a wide open door at the very beginning, and
right.
Now it's pretty much closed, but...
Right. Well,
you never know. People are dropping off like flies sometimes. So
right, he lives
recruiting.
Where's the band based?
All over the Metroplex in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Dallas-Fort Worth. He lives in Sheffield, so...
No, probably.
Yeah, well, when we come over here, you know.
Yeah, well, exactly. Right, okay. Well, listen, no, I mean, everybody's really enjoyed having you in today. It's been fantastic. It sounded great.
Thank you very much.
We wish you well with the rest of this tour. And then you're coming back doing some of your own dates, aren't you, as well?
That's correct. I guess when we come back to do the festivals, we're going to be kind of having a lot of shows in between those dates.
Right.
Of our own shows. So.
And try and make some money.
Exactly. Exactly.
Try and make up some of the losses incurred thus far.
Correct.
Okay, well, listen, a pleasure to have you, and we'll run through the rest of the dates after you've done a song, but what are you going to do for your last number for us?
This one is, this is our next single. It's called Light and Day. It comes out February 10th, if anybody wants to check it out.
Oh, all right. I said Soldier Girl was the next single, so the Soldier Girl's one after that, then.
Have we played Soldier Girl?
Yeah.
So, what are we...
So that's the Light and Day, this is the next...
Right?
Yeah, fine. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, excellent.
I think we veered off the script there, man.
That's all right, don't worry, we never have
one. All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Indeed, all right. Yeah, brilliant stuff. Performing live, the Polyphonic Spree. It's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to have, man.
Yep.
And also, because there was a lot of work involved, can we just have a special mention for our Christian Charlie Mahone, who BBC's crew on there as well.
Good work, fellas.
Terrific. All right, then. And you can see the Polyphonic Spree along with the Datsuns, Interpol and the Thrills. Tonight, Leeds Metropolitan University. Is that where we played? Tomorrow, Nottingham Rock City. Wednesday, Norwich UEA. On Friday night, at Portsmouth Pyramid Centre. Saturday the 8th, Cardiff University. And Sunday 9th. I mean, it's a bit of a downer. They're finishing up in London.
Winding down.
Well, I suppose. Yeah. Right. Practically a secret gig, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I remember, and you've got to get down there early because the Thrills are on just after 7, aren't
they? That's right, yeah.
And worth seeing.
Great night.
I have a lot of friends Irish. They are just like Italians.
On Radio 1.
Yeah, baby. Colin Murray checking out what's going down. It's ridiculous. When you listen to our show, you realise straight away we're serious about new music. We receive every new release in big bags every day. Feedback is so important to the Colin Murray Show. I receive at least 100 emails a day from listeners, but haven't been able to access them yet because I've had my hard drive confiscated.
Murray.
We sweat over every minute detail of our show, and when we get on air, it usually falls apart. Every Wednesday on the Colin Murray Show is live music night. We have had the Clips, we've had the Basement, we've had Hell Is For Heroes, we've had FC Kahuna, and in the future we hope to have better.
Colin Murray.
That's Colin Murray. Tuesdays to Thursdays, 8 till 10 on Radio 1.
All right, Chris Miles is coming up next, and we will see you tomorrow with our fantastic worst band name of all time competition.
Ever!
Well, it's just not a competition, is it? It's a rundown, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the top 15, with a couple of people on the phone as well to talk about that. All right, then. So, thanks for listening today. I must say, I've enjoyed it enormously.
Absolutely.
Today. It's been blinding. So, thanks once again to the Polyphonic Spree and to Bill from the Coral, and also, of course, to Nif Skretzner.
Oh, class.
It was brilliant as well. We'll leave you with LL Cool J. Chris is next.
It's Monday. It's 3 o'clock now. Live from London, Chris Moyles.
Hello, Joanna Lumley here.
And Allied. Serious talk. Serious music.